what's cited at the back of your article.
I am Anthony Ross. My major is political science with a concentration in pre-law, and I'm scheduled to graduate this May. I wouldn't mind. At age 13, I ended up homeless, visiting cars and homeless shelters in Washington, D.C. I never knew my dad, and my grandmother died when I was at the age of 13 to heart disease. So that only left my mom to take care of myself and my four other sisters. Began interning for Dr. Cornel West at his academy in the same year. It's called the Cornel West Academy of Excellence, who focus on lives of at-risk youth in second through sixth grade. We help mentor them to build their critical thinking, rhetoric, and self-esteem. But I always held in there because I was always talking to God and, you know, hoping that he'll make my life better, despite, you know, how it was messed up by my parents. It was a great transition because a lot of people say that, oh my God, I can't believe you left a homeless shelter to go to college. That's amazing. And now you're about to graduate. So I look at it as an amazing thing because even though I was thinking that, oh my God, it was a risk at first because the shelter provided a roof over my head, but I was thinking, okay, this is the life that I want to live. So I wanted to further my education, my knowledge, and I was thinking, well, maybe I'll meet some friends, new mentors who will be able to house me for Thanksgiving and Christmas, which were they were able to do. I mean, while I was here for Thanksgiving and Christmas, while the campus closed down, my friends invite me to spend, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmases with their families as well. So, hang in there. It's definitely not easy. Everyone has a story. Everyone faces challenges and obstacles in their daily lives. But at the end of the day, you just have to remain positive and focused. I know it's very hard to focus because we're humans and negativity seems to catch up with us. It's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do. I mean, at the end of the day, we're sitting here, we're grinding, and that's what people have to do to realize they need to make a better life for themselves.